Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
And good morning. Happy April Atonement, Zedders, and happy April Fool's Day. This is Lachlan.
And Cass.
And Haley.
And Fred Durst with your AM Zedlines.
In local news, some Finn special for today. We're starting the day off strong with the identification of 117 new deep sea creatures off the coast of North Queensland as part of a CSIRO deployment in the region. After a 5-week voyage and months of sorting, marine taxonomists have confirmed the discovery of previously unknown sharks, rays, crabs, sea anemones, worms, and sponges. The group are now hopeful that the project could lead to a new backing and motivation for environmental management, particularly in those often excluded sectors of protected national parks in marine regions. Key discoveries from the journey include a deepwater cat shark, ghost shark species, and two rays.
Children's Health Queensland has been slowly introducing environmentally sustainable initiatives and has just published its third sustainability plan. Nearly 50% of government emissions in Queensland are from the public health system, primarily driven by electric consumption, with all 16 of the state's public health services implementing sustainability measures. In the past decade, CHQ has generated about $1.6 million in savings. The Commission said there was a strong support to include sustainability in the next edition of the National Safety and Quality Health Service Standards in 2030, which all hospitals will be required to meet.
Fred Durst had to go, so I'm going to fill in for him. In national news, community members of Sutherland Shire are angry and frustrated after plans to construct a mansion on illegally cleared land were announced. The property developer Amir Abu Abara illegally cut hundreds of native trees and shrubbery originally to make way for $3 million luxury homes. He was fined $70,000 and agreed to remediate the land, but in early March, a new development application was lodged for a nearly identical project to the original mansion, with new plans to cut an extra 23 trees for a 160-meter-long driveway. An environmental report found that the land Mr. Abara was attempting to build on was home to threatened species like koalas and the powerful owl. Mr. Abara received further penalty notices over failing to comply with his promised remediation agreement.
One of Tasmania's biggest mines has been struggling through a government-enforced shutdown. As steps have been taken to have its operating license removed amid allegations of money laundering and ties with bikies. In a letter to the Mineral Resources Tasmania's Director of Mines, allegations were made of a former director being associated with underworld figures, with warnings that Helier Mine was, quote, a vehicle for money laundering. Litigation is continuing in three states with financial pressures and mining competitors, whereas concerns for personal security have arisen amongst the threat of revocation.
In international news, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that Iran has the, quote, necessary will to end the war with Israel and the United States, seeking guarantees that the conflict will not re-escalate. However, Israel has maintained that the ground operation in southern Lebanon is, quote, 100% defensive, while the Canadian Prime Minister Carney has labelled the operation as, quote, illegal and, quote, a violation of their territorial sovereignty.
For your weather today, Brisbane is showering. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
And that's all your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more.
In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Sub, sub, sub.